Greetings, readers. Welcome to the December edition of Library News. The holidays are right around the corner. The library would like to introduce a new program. Peek a Box will begin in January and offer patrons a monthly box of books and goodies just for them. Each month, patrons in the program will receive a special box filled with books, audio or braille, or a combination of the two, and goodies centered around a theme. Books to borrow and goodies to keep. In January, the theme is All Iowa Reads. Stay tuned for more information on how to sign up for this exciting new program. Braille books will be mailed separately.
Now for top 10 fiction books downloaded from Bard. The Secrets They Left Behind. DB109037 by Elisa Murray Redmond. Three college freshmen go missing from the rural hometown of Kelly's Falls while on Christmas break. Their cell phones, coats, and purses are left behind, but the girls have disappeared without a trace. As the days turn into weeks and the investigation grows cold, 23-year-old Buffalo police officer Shay O'Connor is called on to dig up leads undercover. Still bearing the emotional and physical scars of a previous case, O'Connor infiltrates as 18-year-old Shay Anderson, a college freshman and the niece of the town's police chief. As she begins to immerse herself in the missing girls' world, befriending their friends and family, and doing whatever it takes to maintain her cover, O'Connor realizes the track is far colder than she initially thought. But whoever was behind the girls' disappearance was only warming up, and they have set their crosshairs directly on her. The heat is on for O'Connor as she closes in on the shocking truth about what really happened the night the girls vanished. The Snow Killer, DB108751 by Ross Greenwood. Fear the north wind, because no one will hear you scream. A family is gunned down in the snow, but one of the children survives. 3 years on, that child takes revenge and the snow killer is born. But then nothing. No further crimes are committed and the case goes cold. 50 years later, has the urge to kill been reawakened? As murder follows murder, the detective team tasked with solving the crimes struggle with a lack of leads. It's a race against time and the weather. Each time it snows, another person dies. As an exhausted and grizzled D.I. Barton and his team scrabble to put the pieces of the puzzle together, the killer is hiding in plain sight. Meanwhile, the murders continue. The first in a new series, Ross Greenwood has written a crackling crime story with a twist in his tale which will surprise even the most hardened thriller readers. Perfect for fans of Mark Billingham and Stuart McBride. Buzzard's Bluff, DBC26439 by William W. Johnstone and J.A. Johnstone. When Ben Savage receives a telegram informing him that an old friend died and left him his saloon, he's not sure what to think. Western saloons are as wild as it gets, full of rowdy ranchers and cocky cowboys, high-stakes gamblers and low-life drifters, hard liquor and easy women. Then there's the occasional outlaw gang. But when Savage travels to Buzzard's Bluff, Texas, to check out his inheritance, he meets the saloon's lovely manager, Rachel Baskin, and has a change of heart. As an experienced lawman, he figures he can run a decent establishment, keeping things friendly, peaceful, and orderly. There's just one problem. A rival saloon owner wants Savage out of the way so he can control all the vice in town. And some of his men are bound to turn up in his saloon, thirsty for whiskey and killing. Some violence and strong language. Courage Under Fire, DB108600 by Lindsay McKenna. Seeking an escape from her dark past, Carissa Taylor heads to Silver Creek to build a new life. For Carrie, landing a job at a historic ranch just outside is a dream come true and a chance to put her beekeeping experience to work. Not only does she feel at home in the ruggedly beautiful landscape, but she's intensely drawn to rancher Chase Bishop, whose strong, steadfast nature quiets her unease. Maybe here she can finally be more than a hunted woman fleeing a vengeful killer, a man who's been after her nearly all her life. Chase didn't dare open his heart again after losing his first love, until Carrie entered his life. Her gentle beauty and nurturing spirit called to him like no other. So when her enraged stepbrother breaks out of prison and comes prowling around Chase's ranch, the former Marine goes into full protective mode, offering Carrie the shelter of his home. But as the murderer's deadly threats draw ever closer, suddenly Chase is calling on his own killer instincts, knowing he will stop at nothing to keep safe the woman who has captured his soul. Beyond Reason, DBC-26720 by Kat Martin. 5 weeks ago, Carly Drake stood at her grandfather's grave. Now she's burying Drake Trucking's top driver, and the cops have no leads on the hijacking or the murder. Faced with bankruptcy, phone threats, and the fear of failure, Carly has to team up with the last man she wants to owe, Lincoln Kane. Kane is magnetic, powerful, controlling, and hiding more than one secret. He promised Carly's granddad he'd protect her. The old man took a chance on him when he was nothing but a kid with a record, and now he's a multimillionaire owner of a rival firm. But Link's money can't protect Carly from the man who'll do anything to shut her down, or the secrets behind Drake Trucking. If she won't sell out, the only way to keep her safe is to keep her close and fight like hell.
Sapphire Trails, a novel, DBC-26490, by Marilyn Jacks. Private investigators Claire Caswell and Gaston Guy Lombard receive an invitation from longtime friends to visit their lodge in Big Fork, Montana. But shortly after the two arrive, a cold-blooded murder, a crime bearing similarities to a recent rash of burglaries plaguing a well-to-do enclave in the neighboring community of Whitefish, pulls them into an ominous plot, and they are called upon by the local sheriff to help solve the crime. Some violence and some strong language. Distrust, two thrilling novels of page-turning suspense, DB-109200, by Lisa Jackson. Two riveting books in one from Queen of Suspense, number one New York Times bestselling author Lisa Jackson, perfect for fans of the chilling novels of Lisa Gardner, Allison Brennan, and Lisa Reagan. Renegade son, single mother, Daniel Summers is convinced her ranch is slowly being sabotaged. Newcomer Chase McEnroe insists she should trust him, but Danny's suspicion that Chase is in league with her enemy is complicated by a secret from his past. Can she put aside her concerns about his potential deception to find out who is behind these awful acts? Midnight Sun, Awful Acts. In Midnight Sun, there's nothing secretive about the hostility between two of Oregon's leading lumber families. The feud has been long, ruthless, and bloody, and Ashley Stevens and Trevor Daniels are still reeling from the damage it's caused. Now, 8 years later, their relationship ended. Trevor discovers that not only is his bid for a Senate seat in jeopardy, but his life may be too, and the future of both may lie with Ashley. Beyond Control, DBC-26722, by Kat Martin. When Victoria Bradford got engaged, she told herself to give love a chance. 6 months later, she's on the run from her angry, abusive ex-fiancé with her 4-year-old daughter and nowhere to go. 70 miles north of Dallas, the Iron River Ranch is pretty much nowhere. That's what its new owner, Josh Kane, wanted when he came back from Afghanistan. Big skies, quiet nights, no trouble. One look tells Josh the pretty redhead with the adorable little girl will give him trouble of the most personal kind. But he's seen trouble before, and he doesn't scare easy. Not when accidents start happening around the ranch. Not when Tori's best friend back in Phoenix is abducted and brutalized. Not even when it looks like their current problems are only the tip of the iceberg. But if he gets too close to fierce, determined Tori, Josh knows his nights are going to be anything but quiet. And that's one possibility no amount of training can prepare him for. Assumption, a novel, DB-109071, by Percival Everett. Ogden Walker, deputy sheriff of a small New Mexico town, is on the trail of an old woman's murderer. But at the crime scene, his are the only footprints leading up to and away from her door. Something is amiss, and even his mother knows it. As other cases pile up, Ogden gives chase, pursuing flimsy leads for even flimsier reasons. His hunt leads him from the seamier side of Denver to a hippie commune as he seeks the puzzling solution. Violence and strong language. The Mirror and the Mask, DBC-27184, by Ellen Hart. Jane Lawless has accepted a job as a private investigator and succeeds in her first case, finding a missing stepfather. But she is frustrated that she is not being asked to reveal the truth, which involves family secrets. Descriptions of sex, violence, and some strong language.
Don't forget about the NLS program, The Many Faces of Bard, occurring the second Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. via Zoom on December 8th. This program will last for 1 hour and cover one aspect of Bard. Each program will start with a brief presentation with the remaining time spent answering questions. Please contact the library for the link or call in information or go to iowalibrary.blog.
The National Library Service will also host their quarterly Patron Corner on Monday, December 12th at 6 p.m. The topic for this session is, Do You Hear What I Hear? The NLS Music Section is Not Just for Musicians. This program is held via Zoom. Please contact the library for the link or call in information, or go to iowalibrary.blog.
Makerspace Monday will be held Monday, December 12th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Iowa Department for the Blind. By request, the activity this month is an ornament-making workshop. The night will be filled with delicious sugar cookies, applesauce cinnamon ornaments, sleigh bell wreaths, and twirled wrapped snowballs. If you're unable to join in person, no problem. Just complete the online registration form found at iowalibrary.blog and choose Mail Activity Kit and Video Link, and the supplies will be mailed directly to your preferred address. Please contact Denise Bean at denise.bean@blind.state.ia.us or 515-452-1338 with any questions.
A good time was had by all at the Friends of the Iowa Library for the Blind annual Barbershop Quartet Holiday Concert Fundraiser. It was a fun evening of songs, laughs, and conversation. Thanks to Antique Harmony and Midnight Madness for their wonderful performances, as well as Frank Strong and Cindy Ray. The Friends of the Iowa Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped support the library in so many amazing ways. Each year in April at the Elizabeth Perowski Workshop and Luncheon, they give the library funds that they have raised through memberships and fundraisers throughout the year. Last year, they gave the library $12,000. This money is used to fund programs, books for the collection, equipment, like a 3D printer, and more. The Friends also have their 2023 Friends of the Library campaign taking place right now. The Friends Board of Directors have renewed their matching challenge. For the first 50 new members, and this is someone defined as someone who has not been a member for 2 years, or renewals of those who were new last year, who joined by February 28, 2023, $20 extra will be given. This year, they have a donor who will match the board match, dollar for dollar, up to a total of $475. This means, for each new member and renewal of the new members from last year, the Friends will receive an additional $40 per member. If you are not already a member of Friends, this would be an excellent time to join, since your membership will generate an additional $40 for the Friends. If you are already a member of Friends, please renew your membership and help spread the word about their matching grants. For more information about the Friends of the Library, head to our blog, iowalibrary.blog, or to the Friends website at iafriendslibraryfortheblind.org.
The library will be closed on Friday, December 23rd, Monday, December 26th, and Monday, January 2nd for the holidays. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!